As the days turn chilly here in Washington and those midterm elections approach, I'm reminded of when I first went to the Capitol to cover Congress for NPR. I was so excited, in love with the building itself, that lofty marble palace of democracy that echoes with the whispers of our forefathers, and by the thrilling process that unfolds there. It's a lovely train wreck of American ideas, where debate and hard compromise open the nation's way forward. Well, I was right about the train wreck, anyway. It didn't take long to figure out that what they call debate on the House floor is mostly scripted statements from lawmakers who'd decided where they stood long before, usually by listening to party leaders. And many of them spend more time trying to make their political opponents look like jerks or nitwits or weaklings than passing laws that citizens want. If the other guy doesn't look bad, the logic goes, why vote for me? Problem is, in an election year like this one, that gives the folks back home so much to vote against and so little to vote for. It also ends up making enemies out of those folks at home, well-intentioned patriots with differing party loyalties. We're told over and over again by our elected leaders that the other guy is not only wrong, he's a fool or a thief, not to be trusted. And we start to see our neighbors, even our friends, that way. Perhaps civil war is too strong a phrase. Americans are not cutting or shooting one another over politics. But I believe we do inflict wounds on our neighbors when we choose to view our country in these false terms laid out by political parties. As if there were only two ways to see any issue, red or blue. Like most things, it's much more complicated than that, especially when crafting laws for an entire nation. Abraham Lincoln knew that when he stood in the east portico of that Capitol building to take the oath of office. He was watching the United States dissolve into real civil war, not an analogy. But for me, his words echo just as much truth today. He said, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection." The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature.